This stock and commodity report is made possible with support from Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.
And good morning. Welcome to the opening market report on WILL. It's 9:49. I'm Jay Pierce sitting in for Dave Dickey. First, a quick look at Wall Street extending its decline after President Obama released details of his $75 billion mortgage relief plan. The Dow Industrial is down about 8.5 points. The NASDAQ up about 1.25. The S&P 500 is currently down 1.5. Soybean futures on the Chicago Board of Trade opened lower because of fears, analysts say, about the global economy and forecasts of improved crop weather in Argentina. U.S. Midwest spot soybean and corn basis bids are reported steady to higher in early trading as futures prices declined and farmer selling remained slow, according to grain merchants. We'll take a look at how the opening has gone on the commodity markets and get some analysis and some predictions on what might happen today as we continue.
Agricultural programs are made possible by First Midwest Bank, serving Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
And let's take a look at how the trading resumed on the Chicago Board of Trade and in Kansas City. Of course, we give the overnight opens on our pre-opening market report. And first of all, in Kansas City, March wheat opened this morning at 547, down 2.25. The May contract at 583, make that 555 and a half. 555 and a half, down 3.5. In Chicago, March wheat opened at 510 and a half, down 5. May at 522, down 6. July at 536, down 3.75, and December at 579, down 6.25. The March corn contract opened at 347.5, down 1.75. May at 356, down 3. July at 366.5, down 2.25. September at 374.5, down 4. December 09 at 388, down 1.75. March 010. At 401.25, down 2. The May 2010 contract at 407.5, down 3.5. 3.25, that is. March contract in soybeans, 893, down 10 on the open. May at 894, down 1.5. July at 897, down 11. November, 843, down 10. And January opened at 854, down 8. The March soybean meal contract at 280.50 was down 3. Or down 30, I should say, and the May contract at 277, down 40. March soybean oil contract at 3085, down 30, and the May contract at 3113 was down 35. And currently, as we look in the Chicago Board of Trade, the wheat is trading anywhere from 2 higher now on the March contract to 3.25 lower. The corn is trading at a range of 1.75 higher to 3.75 lower. And soybeans are remaining lower, anywhere from 0.5 to 2.5 lower right now. And let's bring Paul Cooley into the conversation from ADM Investor Services in Oakland. Good morning, Paul.
Good morning, Jay. Always nice to talk to you.
Well, good to talk to you, too. And what are you seeing as you take a look at these numbers? We've seen a little bit of green pop up in the screen in the time since opening.
Yeah, we think there's been a lot of quite a bit of cash movement the last 2 days. The marketplace is concerned once again about the world economy. There is definitely some reports about a problem maybe with the Stanford company. They're a big banking company with Virgin Island location. And they're getting investigated to a great deal. There's reports that the banks are pulling some of the easy credit away from some of the hedge funds again. You know, there's a lack of confidence in the political bailout and the in the bailout package. But neither here nor there, the market opened lower and is trading higher. I'm going to say that the you know, there's a lot of commodity advisory people that are very, very bearish. There's a lot of stock advisory services that are very, very bearish. And, you know, when everybody gets too bearish, there's sometimes a change. The second thing we want to talk about is that, whenever there's a political change in Washington, sometimes they start winning the ball game in the first quarter, but usually it might even be the second, third, or fourth. So, there's some uneasiness about some of the political change that's going on, but usually they get it right at some point in time. So the markets are trading mixed here today with corn and wheat higher. Soybeans are trading mixed. And I just had a distinguished visitor just walk in the door, Dan Zwicker, and I'm going to charge him for the coffee that he's drinking here in the office.
The dollar is reportedly rallying to a 6-week high against the yen.
Yeah.
Are we looking at the dollar for any kind of an influence?
Well, it's a flight to quality, and at some point in time, when the world economy has confidence in the U.S. economy and world economies, we'll see the dollar weaken, and not just a little bit, but a lot. Crude oil, the gold and silver is higher, and of course there are some debates in some circles that we won't ever have to worry about inflation for a year or two or three or 5 years, but I think that most people feel that a year from now we will see higher interest rates, and it could come as soon as 6 months to a year. And at some point in time, the administration and the new economic players will get it right, and we will see some prosperity back into the system.
Well, I guess people were looking at that in the economic stimulus package released yesterday, but that doesn't seem to have had a lot of positive effect. Today, the president will be talking about mortgage foreclosure rescue plan.
And I think they will start offering money at a reasonable rate, to maybe 4.5% is a reasonable rate already, or 5, but they are going to push on the string and gain some stability in that market as well.
Okay. Anything else you want to touch on this morning?
We're looking forward to seeing you again, and I think March 10th at the All Day Outlook meeting. And
over at the Beef
nice
House.
Nice to talk to you, Jay.
Good to talk to you, Paul. Thank you very much.
Have a nice day.
And that is the All Day Outlook he's referring to over at the Beef House in Covington, and we do look forward to seeing you there. Paul Cooley of ADM Investor Services in Oakland, Illinois. He'll join Todd Gleason this afternoon on the Closing Market Report at 2:06.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by AgriGold Hybrids, funding agricultural programming as an additional service to the many AgriGold customers in the AM 580 listening area. AgriGold, the corn specialists. More information is at agrigold.com or at 800-262-7333.
Well, let's take a look at how the numbers are going right now on the Kansas City Exchange. 549 is that March wheat, currently 549 down 1.75. May at 556.5 down 2.5. And the March contract in Chicago at 517.5 is up 2. May at 526.5 down 1.5. July at 538.5 down 1.75. Corn is up March at 351, up 1.75. May at 360.25, up 1.25. July at 369.5, up 3/4. And September at 378.75, up 1/4. The March soybeans are up at 906. They're up 3. May still down 2 at 902.5. July at 905.5, down 2.5. The March soybean meal is up 20 at 283.70. The March soybean oil at 31.20, up 5. May at 31.49, up 1. Live cattle for February at 81.10, currently down 15. The March feeder cattle at 91.40, down 22.5. April at 92.55, up 7.5 right now. The April lean hogs at 61.30, up 25. And May at 72.55, currently down 10. And taking a look at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, it's right now down 22 points at 75.30.5. The NASDAQ is down 1.5 at 14.69.25. And the S&P 500 at 786.25 is down 2.9 right now. And the price of crude for March at $35.10, up 17 cents a barrel. For April at $38.55, that's up 1 cent at the present time. And you're listening to WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9 HD2 and HD3 Urbana. We're also streaming live at will.illinois.edu. And just a reminder that over the next few days, we'll be doing some work on the communications link that gets our HD signal out to our Monticello transmitter. So it could be intermittent as to whether we're actually here on HD2 and HD3. We appreciate your patience. It's